This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Friday, the 17th of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equities were broadly lower. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, and the Nasdaq lost 1.6%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 was down 0.6%, while Switzerland's SMI edged up 10 basis points. The Nikkei 225 dropped 4%, and the Shanghai Composite fell 3% in the latest session. In foreign exchange, the euro-dollar rate was unchanged at 1.145, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield was 4.53%, down 2 basis points. Brent crude is up 0.5% at $85 a barrel, and gold also rose 20 basis points to $3,999 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. So what's behind this week's pressure on global equities?
Hi, Daniel. Well, global equities are on track to post their first weekly loss in 3 weeks as the sell-off in chip stocks deepens and tensions between the U.S. and Iran escalate further. The MSCI All Country World Index has so far fallen 0.4%, while the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index has slid 8.5%.
And what are the main risks weighing on investor sentiment right now?
Yeah, the latest setback reflects several risks weighing on investor sentiment, including renewed fears of central bank rate hikes, if energy prices rise further or inflation proves sticky, and potential disappointment in AI capex growth or monetization trends.
Even with that backdrop, why do you still think equities can move higher from here?
Even so, we think strong earnings growth both within and beyond the U.S. should continue to support global equities, and we see around 10% upside for the MSCI All Country World Index over the next 12 months.
Just on that, what keeps you constructive on AI and semiconductors even after this sell-off?
AI infrastructure investment remains a key driver. Given the strong investment in AI infrastructure, we expect semiconductor stocks to account for more than 40% of the S&P 500 earnings growth in the second quarter. Demand for compute continues to exceed available supply, while capacity constraints along the supply chain are unlikely to ease quickly. We forecast earnings growth of 92% this year for the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index and another 40% in 2027. Those forecasts underline why we remain constructive on semiconductors overall and why the industry should continue to support the broader equity rally. That said, as the AI growth story evolves, a clear risk to the rally is if AI capex or monetization disappoints. With limited capex visibility beyond 2027 at this stage, we think investors should ensure their AI positions are broadly diversified, including exposure to more defensive areas such as payment networks, data center REITs, and select smartphone makers.
Looking beyond semiconductors, where else do you see support for earnings?
The earnings story is broader than semiconductors and AI. While semis are supercharging the headline growth numbers, we expect all 11 sectors of the market to report an increase in profits in the second quarter, and we forecast 12% earnings growth for the median S&P 500 company. Notably, the ISM Manufacturing PMI has been in expansion territory above 50 for the past 6 months, and retail sales and the labor market remain solid. That points to an economy still expanding, but steady enough to avoid a more hawkish Federal Reserve response, in our view. We see opportunities in consumer discretionary financials, healthcare, industrials, and utilities.
Taking a step back, how does that broader earnings story look in Europe and Asia?
Broad-based earnings growth in Europe and Asia should also support the rally. We recently upgraded Eurozone equities to attractive as we believe the cyclical backdrop is improving and the region's earnings recovery is becoming more visible. Manufacturing activity appears to have troughed cost. Discipline is improving and fears of a prolonged inflation shock appear to be easing. We forecast earnings growth of 8% this year and 15% in 2027 for the region. In Asia, the AI hardware supply chain should continue to be a key driver, while opportunities are also emerging in oil and rate-sensitive sectors such as airlines, industrials, real estate, and financials. We have upgraded India to attractive and continue to like Japan, China, and select Southeast Asian markets. Overall, we expect profits to rise 72% this year for MSCI Asia ex Japan and 20% next year.
And what's the portfolio takeaway from all of that?
So we see room for global stocks to move higher with Europe, Asia, including Japan, and emerging markets all offering investors ways to participate in market upside. The wide gaps between individual stock performance, however, mean that concentration risks are elevated, and this reinforces the case for a diversified core portfolio. In addition to a diversified equity allocation, investors should hold sufficient exposure to quality bonds, commodities, and alternatives. We also favor enhancing portfolio income through diversified fixed income strategies, including exposure to emerging market and high yield credit.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Iran said it launched fresh attacks on US facilities in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Syria on Friday after a sixth consecutive night of US strikes on Iranian military sites. The reported operation included what would be Iran's first direct attack on Syria, according to Reuters. US forces struck dozens of Iranian military targets near Bandar Abbas and on Keshem Island, according to a US Central Command statement. Explosion-like sounds were heard in Doha, according to Qatar's Interior Ministry, though Reuters could not immediately verify the reports. The renewed escalation has again largely halted traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, which is the world's most important oil and gas shipping route. That has pushed oil prices higher and revived concerns over inflation. Tehran resumed its blockade of the strait, while Washington again blockaded Iranian ports from Wednesday. Our view is that renewed disruption to Middle Eastern energy flows remains a risk to the equity rally. But we believe both sides retain incentives to avoid a return to all-out war. We expect Brent crude oil to end the year at $85 a barrel as supply and shipping confidence take time to recover while remaining below the wartime high of $120 a barrel. That should limit the pass-through to core inflation. We continue to rate equities as attractive, supported by robust earnings and resilient economic activity, but the escalation reinforces the case for a diversified core portfolio. Investors should consider broad commodity exposure to help manage geopolitical supply disruption and inflation risks, quality short and medium maturity bonds to lock in attractive yields, and capital preservation strategies to reduce the impact of abrupt market swings while retaining participation in potential equity upside. Looking ahead to the 20th of July, we'll also be watching China's July loan prime rate, Germany's June PPI, and Canada's June inflation. And that's it for today. And we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.